How exactly do robocalls help politicians? You know what I'm talking about, those automated pre-recorded phone messages we get onto our landlines, those of us who still have landlines. I don't know anyone who ever says, "Wow, I got the nicest, most informative robocall the other day. The information was so pertinent that it really convinced me that that person was the right one for the job." No, what I hear people say about robocalls is mostly not repeatable on a family radio station. Are there really people out there who decide who to vote for on the basis of those god-awful calls? Are we, the voters of Kansas, really that dumb? Yesterday, I got a robocall from Pat Boone. To tell you the truth, I thought Pat Boone was dead, and it freaked me out for a moment. Like that old Twilight Zone episode where the lady gets plagued by phone calls, and the telephone company traces the phone line to a downed wire in a cemetery. My gosh, I thought, zombie Pat Boone is trying to see if I'm home so he can come into my house and eat my brains. So I checked online and I found out that he's still alive and kicking, but instead of recording love letters in the sand, he's now recording love messages for Kansas politicians. He didn't want to eat my brains. In fact, he didn't think I had any brains at all. He proved that by thinking he could change my mind about who to vote for by robocalling me. You know what? They really do think we're that stupid. And I've got a feeling that the election results this coming Tuesday just might prove them right. Disabled, elderly, and the infirmed among us have to go to the trouble of answering those calls, too. It just proves, I guess, that not only do robocallers think we have no brain, but they themselves don't seem to have a heart. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.